Welcome, Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore. Hi, Jenna. You are reviewing My Brilliant Sister. This is by Amy Brown.
Yes, Amy Brown is an author from both New Zealand and Melbourne, and Melbourne is where she lives now. And My Brilliant Sister threads three narratives that have distinctive links to the famous Australian author and feminist Stella Miles Franklin. So first we meet Ida, and she's a New Zealander living in Melbourne. It's lockdown. She has a young daughter, and she's trying to balance work while her husband's working and finding her creativity again while this quiet chaos is happening around her. So she begins researching, or she continues to research, the life of Stella Miles Franklin, particularly focusing on her book My Brilliant Career, which was published in 1901. And this leads her to think about Stella's sister, who is also called Ida, but known as Linda, who died at age 25 after leading a life of marriage, motherhood, and domesticity, which is the opposite to her sister. So once we finish this section, we go to Linda, and Amy Brown has imagined what Linda thought while her sister went off to conquer the world. And it's written in an imagined output to her sister, reflecting on their Australian upbringing and her observing this kind of wildfire person in her life while she stays and stokes the home fires. And this section is the longest, not as pacey as the contemporary sections, but it had really beautiful descriptions, and I'd love to read a little bit about Linda. And this is how she describes the difference between herself and Stella. Mother rolled the stones off each corner of the picnic blanket and stood to shake the grass from it. As she did, a gust of warm wind picked up the blanket and wriggled underneath it, sending dead grass flying and the tartan rippling against the burnt sky. A dreadful thought occurred. External forces were weighing me down like stones, keeping my acceptable edges smooth and straight, while Stella was bulging with air, held only by mother's strong fingers. No one would sit on her to eat luncheon or spill jam on her fringing. So that, I just thought it was such a beautiful paragraph and really showed their differences. In the third section, we land in Aotearoa, where a woman named Stella, who is a successful musician working under the project name of Miles, inspired by Stella Miles Franklin, is taking some enforced downtime at the family beach house. And she's chosen a life of creativity over having a family. And this section has lovely touchstones recognizable to New Zealand readers. For example, she's sitting amongst the landscape and comparing the color of the sea to an old Air New Zealand uniform. So we've got these three narratives, very distinctive, but they all have these links coming through it. Each character has a distinctive voice. They're linked by names. They're inspired by Miles Franklin, and narratively are constantly asking themselves questions to find out how they got to where they are.
All right. You sound like you're overall pretty pleased with it.
I thought it was really great. I think it was very clever, and ultimately a trans-Tasman novel about women making choices about creativity and domesticity. Ida balances both. Linda watches her sister from afar. Stella looks inward when all the noise stops. They all, however, still feel loneliness and are just glancing sideways to another life that may have been.
Very good. Thanks for that. That is our book reviewer, Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore, who's been reading My Brilliant Sister by Amy Brown. Simon & Schuster, the publisher's $38 the cost.